Good morning, good evening, and good night. Greetings to all of my kings, queens, and just a little bit more love to my angels in between. As per request, it looks like it's still me, sweet babies. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Big Brother. Are you feeling cute on this gorgeous Friday? You goddamn right. Feeling so good, let me welcome everybody back to the Sugar Service. For those joining us for the very first time, this is my favorite opportunity to describe the vibes. This is a safe space, you heard? A safe space, where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news even though the world still don't got a clue, y'all. And let's not forget my special guest that's pulling up to the service later because we all know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Today, we are being blessed by a certified gift from God, y'all. My good, good, beloved friend, Girl Kel, will be stopping by the service later. So please, if I were you, do not move. As a matter of fact, the only thing you should be moving is the mountains in your life. And with that being said, let's get right into the word of the week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Preacher!
Look on the other side, look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, everybody, this is obviously my favorite part of the service, so let's get right into it. Don't ever be fooled by anyone, and I mean anyone that tries to impress you without showing you their receipts as well. Big Sugar, what the hell do you mean by that? Well, baby, I am so glad you asked. So let me tell you, receipts are also mistakes, you heard? You should never, never want to be impressed by anyone who is not willing to also show you their mistakes, okay? No receipts, no respect. I'm obviously going to scream this again so it lives in your brain. Mine too. No receipts, no respect. No mistakes, no respect. Of course, I don't think people should introduce themselves with their mistakes after their name. However, I do think if there is ever a situation where these quote-unquote mistakes present themselves without any preface, not only are you not prepared, but you are also dealing with these quote-unquote mistakes that are not even yours. If you want a genuine friendship or just an actual real relationship in general, show each other your mistakes. It's very simple. The moral of this story is basically this. If you want something honest, give something honest. So again, I'm gonna repeat this so we can get the fuck up out of this and level the fuck up. No receipts, no respect. No mistakes, no respect. If you want something honest, give something honest. Okay? Ashe. Lord, even if that word flew over your heads, I know there's a faithful few that will reach up, grab it, and take back their life by force, y'all. We gonna pray for y'all. Speaking of something that needs prayer, let's hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, let's start with the Grammys, y'all. Congrats to Tyler and congrats to Jasmine Sullivan. Congrats to Silk Sonic. Congrats to Anderson .Paak's wig. Congrats to... That's just about it because on the other side, y'all motherfuckers gave best reggae album to a fucking white group. I'm not mad at that, but Spice is here. There's so many reggae icons still here that are putting out music literally every fucking day. Get your shit together, Grammys. All right, everybody, in other news, a new airline has just been announced, y'all. It's exclusively just for creators and influencers, so I hope they give me a call, but the first stop is a free trip to Coachella. Who's going? I'm not. All right, y'all, a hacker just stole over $600 million in crypto, y'all. Experts are scrambling to explain why this shouldn't stop people from adopting digital currency. But listen, I love to gamble, but I gamble on sports. And that's exactly why I'm shouting out FanDuel, because FanDuel, I know I can trust them just like I trust Kyrie Irving. But what I don't trust is Bitcoin. All right, big motherfucking deal, y'all. The House has finally passed the MORE Act to federally legalize marijuana. Now we just have to pray for the Senate and free everyone else. You heard?
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the show where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community. Because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is, okay? Or at least what they should be. Today, we are honoring the homie Tony from Proline Car Stereo, located on 790 Utica Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, Brooklyn, New York. Tony and the team over at Proline just turned my Infiniti truck into an actual Batmobile, y'all. I went in there with my granny-ass truck and left with a fucking supermodel. So if you or anybody you know is interested in pimping that ride in the tri-state area, Google Proline Car Stereo and then stop by and give them a call. And please, please, please go see Tony and the team, my local hero of the week. And make sure you tell them Sugar sent you. You heard? All right, everybody, I am so excited for my guest that I have today. Listen, this is nuts. A community leader is in front of me. The next everything, actually, is in front of me. And I'm just so glad to call her a friend. The one and only Girl Kel is in the building.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, sis?
I'm so happy to be here. Like,
you know the crazy part is, wow, thank you. The crazy part is I'm actually more happy that you're here because you do a lot of amazing things. And this is my first radio show, and I've dedicated this show just to be about friends and what they do. Because all my friends actually do amazing things and the world turns because of my friends. And I'm not being like, there's no ego in that. It's just truth. All my friends are turning this world. So this show is just so people who don't want to just press a like or a heart on an Instagram to really, really hear what you got going on. And from what I heard, it's a lot going on. So thank you for coming to the Sugar Service.
Thank you for the invite. I'm just flattered.
Wow. So, Girl Kel, where did this name come from? She's like, my mother gave me this name. What the fuck you talking about?
No. So, shout out to my homeboy, Jess from the Bronx. He had actually named me Kel the God.
Oh, wow.
And that was my name on Instagram for a while. And I was doing all the community stuff. And I had so many people coming at me like, hey, just could you do community? You are in a God. And I was like, it's just an Instagram name. Like, damn. They're like, no, but people are calling you that.
Then it's so coming for like, you early.
I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Wow,
all right. I was like, all right, bye, church. So, wow. I just was like, okay, well, Girl Mel, I used to always watch that show. So I changed my name to Girl Kel.
Wow, Girl Kel, we love it. So tell us about Girl Kel. Like, who is she? Where did she get started? What does she do?
Oh, my goodness. So I definitely do a lot of community. I really care about service and others. Wow. I've definitely, you know, lived a life of like that hood kid. So yeah. I've been through a lot.
You love it.
Yeah. But I know I'm only here for a reason, which is to help others. Wow. It would be no other reason that I'm still alive today. Wow. Like, so I try to do that. I do a lot of community, starting with the youth, because I can't really do adults. Like, I'm not that far removed from
not
the
that
hood.
You can't, but you don't.
I don't. Right. So,
well, the
I
youth
do,
is the future. So you're doing the right thing.
Right. Right. All no. Right. All right. So, and I love the youth. So, we start there, but we do a lot of, I do a lot of community things like community feed-ins and, you know, any type of development we could do. I just really, I care about changing the perspective mm-hmm. of where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I also care about changing the way that our youth perceive what their reach could be.
Mm, I love that.
Right,
like, so deeper than the stars.
Yeah.
Have you been successful? I mean, I think you are, but let me hear it from your mouth. Have you been successful in this?
Yeah, like I've been way successful. Like I've been doing things I would have never imagined. Wow. Just starting with like giving away things. Like for instance, mm-hmm. when I first met you mm-hmm. and you were with Mars.
Wow, that was a really good time.
Right?
And the coat drive.
Oh my goodness. We did a coat drive for a brand that at that time teens were like really going crazy wow. over, right?
And we gotta do that again.
We have to, but just to be able to say, yo, this is free.
Wow, yeah.
Here you go. Yeah, it just means something because it's like, about. You know, oh, yeah. it just makes them feel good. So wow. things like that. But I would have never imagined that because I was one of those teens. Like, wow. I definitely wanted whatever brand was popping that season.
So was I.
Right? So I couldn't imagine someone coming down on my block in front of a building giving out. You know, those coats, things like that. So I could have never imagined that. I've definitely been successful. I never imagined so many other people want to help, but they don't know how to actually approach that, right? Like, mm-hmm. everyone doesn't have the, you know, opportunity to just go to a corner and stand there and say, hey, I have a friend named Mars. She gave me some things. I want to give them out. So
yeah, but words have power. And I feel like you are using the microphone that you have. You know, a lot of people are drawn to you, which is amazing. Everyone, more than just kids. I'm drawn to you too. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. I definitely believe in like energy, like science, right? Is here, it's in black and white. So mm-hmm. you really get the energy that you put out there, it really comes back. Like wow. I know it sounds so cliche,
no.
it's just so true.
Yeah.
So
you know what else is true? The fact that I have a lot of bills and I gotta pay it. So we'll be right back.
Yes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son?
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And we are back with Girl Kel. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Wait, so, damn, you do such amazing things for the community. I want to talk about what you do for the kids a mm-hmm. little bit more because mm-hmm. this new initiative, well, not so new, the tea party and the boy, what's the boy one again?
Black Boys Wear Suits,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Black Boys Wear Suits, too. So explain both of them. Like, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so
I love this.
The tea party, I literally just, my grandmother would make me tea all the time, so I love tea. I worked in Scarsdale for a while. I wanted to
Out to Scarsdale.
Shout out to Scarsdale. I worked in the teen center there, and the kids there were not using the center, so I wanted to use it. My boy, shout out to Brittany.
Wow.
She hired me, and she seen me online looking at the teacups, and I was like, I want to have a tea party. Because there's no pictures of black girls having a tea party on Google. Like, let's do some pictures. And she was like, cool, you could use the space. So wow. I had our first tea party in Scarsdale. Black girls have tea parties too in Scarsdale.
Wow.
So it was amazing. We had an amazing time.
That might be history. Scarsdale?
That was 9 years ago too. Wow, so it was dope. It was amazing. I wanted to do that as a one-time thing, but because of the feedback I received, people were like, you got to do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
So then I did that for about 5 years. Well, now we're in our ninth year, but on the fifth year, I was just getting too many complaints about there not being anything for the boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I tried to spin my head around that for a while. Right. So I did Black Boys Wear Suits too. Shout out to my homeboy, Kelsmania. He gave me the name.
Kelsmania? I love Kelsmania.
Really?
I'm about to steal his name.
Yes,
I'm about to steal that name. But yeah, shout out to them.
So, I had, so then we did the boys event, and the boys event was just extremely successful. Like, they went viral like a mug.
Wow.
Like, they went rival like crazy.
And what did
then,
they do?
So, with the, so, okay, the, so the tea party we have, and it's sort of the same. So, one thing I do is I have an etiquette teacher who's my business partner, Shakira. Yeah, so they teach them etiquette.
Shout out to Shakira.
She teaches the boys all about chivalry, which is very important, right? Mm-hmm. We do chess with the boys. With the girls, we do a lot of hair things, a lot of makeup, a lot of self-confidence building, right? So, we had the tea party, which was the theme, like the big hats, the dresses, the pearls, the gloves, of course the boys with the suits. Then my PR, shout out to Tamara, she's like, hey girl, I just moved to Atlanta from Harlem and these girls are not swimming down here. And I was like, why? She's like, nobody want to get their hair wet. I was like, okay. She's like, so we can't, we got to make sure the next group of youth isn't like this. Let's have a swim program. So now I have black girls swim too. So we did that. Yeah, so we
Is that in Atlanta?
No, it's in New York. But Atlanta, hello Atlanta, I'm waiting.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Atlanta, what's up? She doing it. What's the word?
I'm waiting.
It's nice weather there. Y'all got pools.
Yes.
Y'all actually got pools.
Oh,
and little girls. What's up?
And money.
And money.
Yeah, y'all got sponsors.
Wow.
So, yeah, I did Black Girls Swim Too. So my entire nonprofit is called We Do It Too. So you have black girls have tea parties too, black boys wear suits too, and black girls swim too. Yeah.
I love the concept in general because we actually do it too.
Yes.
You know, and it starts from the youth. The youth does it too.
Yes.
I love that you own that. That's what's up.
As a young person, if you could get the mental vision to know and believe, like really believe that you could do it, because people tell you all the time, like, you could be whatever you want to be, and you just be like, whatever, shut up. Like, I want to be a conductor. Like, whatever. You just, but
because
when
the opportunity is there.
It's there. It's there. But when you're, when those same youth are able to get in those one-time type of events, that like everyone around them is successful. They everyone around them has came from where they came from. Everyone around them has been through exactly what they've been through. Yeah. Then the reach is very short. It's like, oh, I could do this. I could do exactly this, right?
Yeah. So my dog is crying because he really believes he could do it too. Like, I know, I totally agree with you. Also, there's something about being tangible about seeing your dreams and being physical about seeing your dreams in the same situation that everyone else is in around you. So there's something about that from a young age that's really, really bomb as a development, because we all, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Like, I've been in the Board of Education system for more than a decade. Like, I know what it is. You know what it is. It's like, we don't get those opportunities at all. And they still don't get those opportunities.
We don't. So what's funny is that you even said that, because remember when we went to school, it was BOE. It was an actual board. But now not. It's Department of Education. So it's just like the fire department and the police department. And people don't think of it in that aspect, but it is, right? I'm going to keep it 100.
I don't even know that.
So yeah, so that's why I really pour so much into the youth, because I know that they're not getting it, right? Wow. From 8 to 3. So yeah.
Wow, you're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I'm trying to really build better beings of tomorrow. I use things like when I work with crews, like on lunch break, my kids did Nike and New Balance commercials, my students, right? So 5 years from now, when they're really going through something or they feeling like they can't do something, it's like, what the hell I can't do? I did a New Balance commercial when I was 9 years old, right? Like, I know what I'm capable of, right?
Wow. So you got a dream, Dr. Martin Girl Kel King. Shit. I love this.
No, so it's just, you know, it's really important. And I want them to avoid having to go through what I had to go through to get here. I was young. Like, I was really, I mean, out here.
There's something beautiful in that, being that, like, being that example and then being able to, like, show someone a new example. So that's amazing.
To be able to relate.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. Like, that's all it really is. Like, that's all.
When you just
really
have one thing in common with someone, like, it gives you an automatic reason to believe, know, whatever this person is trying to persuade you to believe, especially if it's positive. So,
damn, she's so wise, y'all. Wait, I have to ask you this major question, because I ask all my guests this major question.
Okay.
Do you know what carrying means?
Yes.
You sure you know what carrying means?
Yeah.
I feel confident that you actually know what carrying means.
Yes.
Okay, so on this show, we do something called the Carry of the Week. Okay. So I want you to choose what you think the carry of the week could be. It could be anything. It could be something you saw on TV. It could be something from the hood. It could be something that you're dealing with. It could be something that you're about to deal with. It could be somebody really annoying. But what do you think should be the carry of the week on this show?
On this show?
Mm-hmm.
Can I relate it to myself?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It can be anything.
All right, because my carry of the week.
Oh, here she
No,
does.
go ahead.
No. I was just going to explain that, of course, it should be you because you're also carrying.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So for me, the carry of the week is definitely when you're a like just normal, regular community person like me, right? Mm-hmm. And people with blue checks are in your DM because they want to connect with you about mm-hmm. community. It's everything.
Wow. That's right? Actually carrying.
Because they could have went through their publicist.
Well, that's the carry part. Like, right? That's actually the carry part.
That's
I agree.
What they get paid for. But,
okay, publicists, get y'all lives together. Y'all are carrying. And so is Girl Cal. Damn. Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service, girl.
No, I love the Sugar Service.
Oh, please. I love you. We love you.
I love it. The energy here is amazing.
Wow. We spread it out just for you. That's what I'm saying. All right. So tell everybody how they could reach you because I know they're going to be hitting up my line. Like, who was this girl? I want them to go right to you because I'm... sleepy.
okay. So my name is Girl Kel. You can reach me on Instagram at Girl Kel. That's GIRLKELL. My nonprofit is We Do It Too. Our website is www.wedoitoo.com. We do it too.com. Did I say it right? But the girls and the boys, y'all can follow them on Instagram. They lit on Instagram. It's at Black Girls Have Tea Parties Too. That's T-O-O. And at Black Boys Wear Suits Too. That's T-O-O. For business, please contact my agent at On Lunch Break.
Ooh,
thank you.
We love everything you just fucking said. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service, girl. I love you.
Thank you, Sugar Services.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
All right, everybody. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes, actually, I need to do my taxes. In this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure, y'all. While they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring one of my personal favorites, y'all, the homie Tremaine Emory, also known as Denim Tears, also known as Cultural Godfather to many, also known as the new creative director of the legendary streetwear brand Supreme, also known as my really, really good friend. Tremaine has and will always be the glue to many things in our lifetime. He is also responsible for many things and many influences most people don't know of. And guess what? If you don't know by now, I love those type of people. So for all that you do and continue to do, Tremaine, these roses are for you, boo. Carry the fuck on. Wow, y'all, we're at the worst part of the service, the end. Shout out to Girl Kel for stopping by. Shout out to my lovely listeners for listening to me every week. Same place, same time, right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Sala. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alouye, and help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Gatt. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.